creators of Doug Steffens Good Day.
It's now 7 after the hour on the Doug Steffens Good Day program. It's March the 12th, a Tuesday, and Doug is here along with Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli, and Ken Kessler is back under our wing. Rich McFadden is, where is he, in New York? Is he going to see you today, Roberta? Where is he?
No.
In New York.
He's doing something in New York, but he's not seeing me.
Yeah, I know. He's got some business stuff to take care of. So therefore, we hear... It's like the animals are running the kingdom, right? Because Richie's sort of the conscious side of them. Not really. I mean, he sort of likes to think that he is. Jennifer said to me in the last hour, if Richie had been here, I'd been running.
You'd be in real trouble, mister.
All right, so I'm going to calm down. I will tell you, Roberta, that I got very cranked in the last hour.
Okay.
There were three things that we were talking about. For those of you who weren't around, I don't know whether we'll touch on all of them or not.
Or who are just waking up. This could be, if you can censor yourself, a good way to let people know what's going on.
If I can censor myself.
While telling Roberta what set you off. Let's see if you can do it. I have faith in you.
The Afghanistani situation with 11 Americans. I think it was 11 that got killed in a helicopter crash there yesterday. And the ongoing spending of $2 billion a week. The Taliban now, supposedly, according to this idiot, Karzai, is working with America to kill Afghanistanis or Afghans. And so I'm here sitting. I can't be the only person in America who is beyond a place of normalcy or moderation when it comes to this. We are being asked to pay more in taxes. We are being told that there is $2 billion a week spent in Afghanistan. We see 11 Americans killed in Afghanistan, and we're not going to get the troops out of there until next year. How does any of this make any sense?
You can chime in on that on our Facebook page right now, facebook.com/Good Day Show. What's the next story, Dougie?
Very good, Jen. I was just letting him talk, you know, giving him a bigger shovel.
The soda ban in New York.
Well, actually, and we can get Roberta cranked up about that. Let's, before we get you cranked up, talk about what the deals are for the Queen of Cheap today that we'll be hearing in a few minutes there, Robertsky.
Oh, we have some St. Paddy's Day deals for you, and this is a good one. We've got free Olive Garden stuff and Italian ices and espresso drinks. This is the food special for the Queen of Sheep today.
Hey, food special.
Yes.
All right, Olive Garden. What did we say yesterday about Olive Gardens and some of the other national restaurant chains? Didn't we say something that wasn't...
We were saying that a lot of fast food is bad for you.
Yeah, nah.
Although, we were talking about independence, if we were going to eat at a chain or independence. And I said I usually, because my neighborhood is going to be sketch, that I would sometimes choose the chain.
Okay, so the New York side of things, Roberta's in New York City. What say the locals about the mayor's ban, which was supposed to go into effect today on these large sugary drinks, being kicked out by the Supreme Court judge saying it was unconstitutional? And now Bloomberg says, well, I guess I'll go back and we'll take another run at this. So what's going on locally?
Well, you know, people, they pretty much support the mayor here. It's surprising. It seems like the rest of the country hates him, but everybody here goes,
no, I don't hate him.
You know, he's doing a great job, you know.
I think he's the consciousness that we ought to have, whether we need to have all these laws or not.
But do you think he's conscious, or do you think he's going after businesses?
No, he's not going after businesses at all. Bloomberg is a businessman.
Well, from the way I understand it, well, I know he's a businessman, but from the way I understand it, the soda ban or the sugary drink ban would have only affected certain businesses, like movie theaters. It did not affect, however, like convenience stores, and you could still get a large drink there. So what's the difference? How come he was only targeting certain people with this legislation?
I think the difference is he was trying to get rid of a lot of mindless eating and trying to do, you know, whatever little he can. And there may have been some deals behind the scenes that we don't know about. Say, hey, if you want to do this, then do it this way and this way and not it this way. But, you know, it costs New York City billions of dollars a year to treat the health problems caused by obesity. So he's trying to chip away little by little by some of the main things that cause obesity. And certainly sugary drinks are like the number one cause of being overweight in this country. You get rid of sugary drinks, you could lose a couple of pounds a year immediately without trying too hard. So I think most New Yorkers, you know, support him and think, you know, well, that's not a bad idea. And if it can prevent my kids from doing this, well, then, okay, that's great. That's good. It's like I said, it seems that the rest of the country doesn't like him. You know, how could they do that in New York? And New York is going, well, you know, it's okay. It's all right. No smoking in public areas. That's good. No smoking outdoors in parks. Yeah, I kind of like that. So he's done great things for the city. And like you said, Doug, I think it's a very good observation. He's our consciousness. He says the things that we know that we should be doing but don't.
Right.
And that other people are afraid to say.
I just think you got to go education
that.
And you have to put physical education back in school before you start legislating. I mean, just get out of my life. I could care less about drinking sugary drinks. If I do drink a soda, it's a diet soda. Not that that makes it much better. I never put a packet of sugar in my coffee.
Right, me too.
But you know what? It's just the point. Where does it end? Where's the line? Get the government out of our lives. Let's start making responsible citizens in this country. Instead of people that just go with the flow like a bunch of sheep, let's empower people. I think that's the way to go with this.
When you say get government out of our lives, it's a very interesting statement, because the only way we're going to get government out of our lives is to get government to fund education so that we can have these health classes
in
the schools.
No, that doesn't. No, mm-hmm. The government has
cut back on phys ed.
They cut back on phys ed because the local communities and the people that run these towns and cities have given over to the what they thought was free money. So they'll tell you your taxes have been cut because there's more money coming from Washington. With the money coming from Washington are all of these caveats, all these connections, all of these rules. You got to do this, you got to do that. And that's why the system has been dumbed down, because there are a lot of dummies in Washington who want to tell us that this is the best way to raise our children. These are the best. How does somebody in Washington know what the best way to educate somebody in New Rochelle, New York is? They don't know what the needs are of children in New York.
Well, I agree with you. The whole thing, the No Child Left Behind, is a disaster.
What a more than
absolute disaster.
And more
billions
of dollars.
I think that was a Republican thing.
Well, it started with George Bush.
Yeah.
And these guys kept going.
It shouldn't be a Republican-Democrat thing. That's the thing. I'm so sick of people saying, well, that was a Democrat thing. That was a Republican thing. If we don't get away from that way of thinking, I mean, we have to start making good sense just in general, or you're going to see kids. I mean, you're going to have government control telling our kids that they need to go for a walk, because they're not going to know. It's like you've got to take some responsibility as a parent, and I think, you know, most people do a good job, but then there also has to be the follow-through in the school mm-hmm. system. And I think that if we start blaming, you know, George Bush for everything, or if we keep blaming President Obama for everything, you're never going to actually have a responsible society. And I'm so impassioned about starting to empower people's personal responsibility and bringing back that theory of hard work. I think we've kind of gotten to this thing where everything's given to us. And so, you know, hey, if the school's not offering physical education right now, as a parent, I would say, let me find a program that I can put my kid into, or let me go out and run with my kid, better yet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, but you see this whole money angle. I was just reading a story. My local, at least the East Coast local, Framingham online newspaper, reporting on the school committee delaying the settlement of a fair contract because they haven't had a contract for 190 days, mm-hmm. and they're crying like babies. They had a protest. They embarrassed themselves in front of the town, trying to shut down business in town hall. Students looking at this and wondering, what is going on here? Why are these people doing this sort of thing? Why aren't they teaching? And that's a good question. It does come around to the expectation that teaching is just like everything else. Your mother is a teacher, Jennifer. Teaching isn't just like everything else.
Mm-hmm.
Unions, and how I was the union steward when I was a teacher back a long time ago, and I will tell you, it was a fiasco dealing with the unions, even though I was the building rep for the union. It was just listening
really
to these people.
And the unions really are a joke now.
They are a joke.
You know, even my mom will tell you, and I always talk about that, but politically, my mom and I are quite different, and my mom has been supportive of the union in the past, but even she will tell you that it's evolved into just such a political power play.
It's all about politics,
anybody.
Right?
Yeah, it's just all political now.
Yeah, and so under the circumstances, we have this federal mandate, how the feds got involved in education. Most any of the responsible people running for president, you heard this from several who are Republican candidates talk about the dismantling of the Education Department because it doesn't do anything. It has dumbed down and created a situation in our country that's very dangerous in terms of how to deal with the problems that youngsters have learning, picking up. I was looking at some city the other day. I'm trying to remember which one it was. It was. The dropout rate is up to 80%. 16-year-olds, 80% of them dropping out of school when they're 16. 80%. Do you realize what a damning, and yet who's dealing with this? You listen to these gas bags back and forth with no solutions to the problem. You'll spend more money. Spend more money on what? What are you spending more money on? What are you doing with the money that you're getting now? And why is it that the feds have any sway over something that's such an important local issue? The local tax rate needs to be, I mean, the amount of money that the feds take and use for education somehow or other needs to be metered out or cut back, in my estimation, to the point where the local people raise money for local facilities, and that includes the schools. And, you know, unfortunately, we have a fee-based system when it comes to real estate that's not appropriate. My children didn't go from the, was it the sixth grade? I think it was the sixth grade on. My children didn't go to public school, so I paid taxes to send a couple of other kids to school, I guess, because my kids didn't go to the local school system, and I paid to have them go to a private school. That was my choice, and I made the choice because there were, in both the systems where I was and where Tony was living at the time, there were big drug problems in the high school, and I didn't want the kids going, and neither did she, to a high school where there were big drug problems. So that's why we sent them to a private school. Were there drug problems there? Yeah, but they were controllable. And that's the difference. You can control a reality in a circumstance like that where you can't control it in the public system because there's just too many fingers in the pie, too many people making bad decisions. And that's why we have the trouble that we have. People don't understand, to get back to the ban, why we don't have these things. We don't even have health education, sex ed in schools because of the political influences of people that just can't deal with these things that everybody ought to know. Am I wrong? No. All right, let's get to...
moving on.
Yes, let's get to the Queen of Cheap report. We have with the obvious Bruce Springsteen introduction, and then Roberta and her info. Where's the intro, Michael? Michael's...
I thought you wanted to...
Bruce is sleeping. Wake him up, Michael.
I want the report. Da-da-da-da. All right, Roberta, he's back. Here we go.
She's the Queen of Cheap. Hey. The diva of dumpster time.
Oh, wow, wow,
it's
wow.
Professor Melling.
With St. Patty's Day coming up, and Arby's giving you a little luck of the Irish up until the 17th. From the 15th through the 17th, you can get a Reuben sandwich free when you buy another one. So it's a buy one, get one free Reuben. I guess it's because Reuben has corned beef and stuff in it. Irish get it. Okay, we've got Olive Garden.
No.
We've got a coupon for a free kids meal. Of course, you have to buy an adult meal, but then you get a free kids meal there. That's good through the 21st. So that's a good deal. And there are actually some healthy things at Olive Garden. Rita's Ice Cream, first day of spring. They're telling us that that's March 20th. So from noon to 9 p.m., you can go to Rita's Italian Ices and get a free small Italian ice. If you go to Barnes & Noble by you, and there are not too many left of those, but if you do, through the end of the month, you can get a free espresso beverage when you buy another one. So it's a buy one, get one free on some sort of coffee drink at Barnes & Noble's. And once again, we're reminding you that coming up this Saturday at Ace Hardware, you get a free quart of paint at Ace Hardware. It's a good way to try out some different colors if you're not sure what color you want to use for a room, or just you're doing like little touch-up stuff or what have you. At any rate, it is free, so go get it at Ace Hardware. And all these wonderful deals, food and freebies and stuff like that, and cheap stuff, you can find at the Queen of Cheap section at DougStephan.com.
Check out Phil Everett, Supermarket Guru, has warnings on getting false coupons and fraud. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Positive way of looking at what's going on today. Here's Barry Maguire. 1964, Vietnam War.
Don't you understand what I'm trying to say? Can't you feel the fears I'm feeling today? If the button is pushed, there's no running away. There'll be no one to save with the world in a grave. Take a look around you, boy. It's bound to scare you, boy. And you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction.
How many people remember this song from the Vietnam War era?
I do. I remember. Yep.
So
mad.
So, how is this? This song was the number one for four or five, six weeks in 1965. It was the only song this guy ever had that went to number one. He was 19 years old when he wrote it. Yes, he was a private first class. His friend, his friend, he and a guy named Sloan. I remember that. I don't remember what Sloan's first name was. I wrote this together, and so I look at some of the things here that are part of what that era was all about. Remember the legend of Billy Jack, Roberta?
Oh, yeah.
One tin soldier. Thinking about that, and there was also a song, Michael, see if you can find the Electric Prunes. There's a song called Had Too Much to Dream Last Night. And that was reflective. Not many people got what it was all about. It was sort of in the same league with the Buffalo Springfield, For What It's Worth, came along. The Beatles did a lot of songs, actually, that were protests of the war. But I look back at the history, and I wonder, for a progressive country as we are supposed to be and the world leader, you got to wonder how it is that we get ourselves stuck in so many of these holes. Vietnam, I mean, it started with Korea, really, and then Vietnam. The only thing that we've actually done that was good, in my estimation, was Desert Storm and what went on with Saddam Hussein getting him out of Kuwait. That, to me, had merit and was worth doing, and we did it the right way. Schwarzkopf was probably the best general since Eisenhower when it came to all of these things. And so, but then you see all this other stuff that we've gotten ourselves involved in. It was so blatantly an attempt at just using men and women in uniform as fodder so these big companies could make a lot of money. How else do you justify all of this stuff? Michael, did you find the electric prunes?
And, I think so.
Let's listen and see if you this actually.
Wait, there's a 30-second ad first.
Oh, is there? Okay.
So nice.
Yeah, right.
This is our advanced production equipment.
YouTube. Well, sometimes that's the only way you can find it.
I know. Sounds like bees.
1966. The electric prunes.
Last night your shadow fell upon my lonely room. I touched your golden hair and tasted your perfume.
Listen to that.
Your eyes were filled
electronic.
The electric.
Yeah. Yeah, right. It's about to crank up now. Listen to this. This is a play on the psychedelic stuff that was going on, which was which increased because of people's frustration with the Vietnam War. That whole psychedelic era came out of complete frustration in dealing with the realities of that era. And one wonders now how we're reflecting in the same way socially with what's going on because of Afghanistan and Iraq. 28 after on Good Day.
GMC Certified Service. This is Dan.
Hi, Dan. This is Jeremy.
And I can tell from the sound of your voice it's time for an oil and filter change on your Sierra.
How can you tell?
Experience, Jeremy. Experience. And we should probably check your Sierra's evaporative control system.
And my clutch fluid level.
Right. But I had you pegged as a manual transmission guy.
So you can schedule me?
On Thursday, 8:30. Got it.
Professional grade service for your professional grade vehicle? GMC certified service experts are speaking your language. Technicians who make the grade. And now, when you purchase an oil change, 4-tire rotation, and 27-point inspection, you'll get a $10 mail-in rebate debit card. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Offer ends March 31st, 2013. Visit GMCCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer.
Geico presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hi, you dear guy that sits on me. I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with Geico, we've been going out a lot more. The beach, the mountains, that curvy road that leads to the diner with the milkshakes you love. Look, the point is, you and me, we've become a biker buds. And I like it. I like it a lot.
Geico could help you save on your motorcycle insurance. And that should make you and your bike very happy.
Ah, the sound of small business getting busier. Can you tell which one is using AT&T? Truth is, they all are. Because businesses of all kinds can find AT&T customizable plans that fit their exact needs. Whether it's broadband, mobility, or nationwide voice, at AT&T, we can help your business get humming.
I need more receipt paper, please.
Call 1-855-877-4288 today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Apply just one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time, and it's guaranteed. Order this all-natural, antifungal, and herbal formula for women and men at nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
We're having a party to celebrate 25 years of Doug Steffens' Good Day.
Now 33 minutes after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program, the most important stories of the day. Let's see, we've dispensed so far. And I'm not going back there.
No more. Only forward.
The soda ban, the situation in Afghanistan, schools, taxes.
Don't forget the Pope, the conclave.
Yeah, okay, all of that stuff. The story from Ohio about these two teenagers who actually, this is the good news story of the day. If you can take something like this and twist it and turn it around into being something good. Two teenagers surviving a car wreck in Ohio that six other people were killed in. Their SUV flipped over on the highway, landed upside down under the water in a pond. Have you heard this story?
I saw it, yeah.
Brian Henry was 18, Asher Lewis 15, able to swim to the back of the vehicle, break a window out, and swim to safety. It sort of reminded me of a scene from a movie. They ran a quarter of a mile to the nearest home. They called 911. It took the fire department just a couple of minutes to respond, sent a dive team down. Six teenagers from 14 to 19 died in the crash. They couldn't get out for whatever the reason. The owner of the car told police that he had not given permission to anyone, any of these teens, to use the vehicle. And it actually wasn't sure. It almost looked like the kids stole it because they didn't know any of the kids who were a part of this.
Where was this again? I didn't.
This is near, is in Trumbull County, not far from Cleveland, a little bit east of Cleveland along the lake.
Yeah.
So that's.
You know what it is? There's nothing for the kids to do in these areas. That's the problem.
You know, there's something. Remember yesterday, I don't know how many of you heard the conversation yesterday. We were talking about malls. There was a mall that has banned teenagers or young people from the mall because when they have nothing to do, as Roberta's just suggesting, they go to the mall and they become disruptive, especially in the food court areas. So they then get kicked out. And
we're
so,
just trying to eat our cinnamon bun in peace.
Okay. So when I was a kid this age, I was working. Jennifer, what were you doing when you were that age?
I was working from the time I was 12.
All right. Yes. Roberta, what were you doing at that age?
I was either studying or working.
Okay. I don't know if Kenny
we were boring, you guys.
No.
I never got into trouble.
No. I didn't get into any trouble either.
I don't know if this is a good spot for it, Dougie, but on our Facebook page, we asked yesterday if your local mall put up a sign banning noisy children from going inside, would you still go to that mall? Do you want to hear what our friends had
to say? Yeah, I'd love to hear
what they
said.
All right, so Mickey said probably more so than before. Kevin said, I wouldn't. A mall that appears hostile towards families won't get my business. Lee said, that would be the only mall I would go to. Janet said, no, when little ones become that annoying, you are getting old and grumpy. I'm just thankful that mine are. Those aren't mine anymore. Nathan said, hell, I'd probably be the first customer of the day. Paul said, no, that's crazy. John said, yes, but I would be the noisy adult. William said, be there in a minute. Kahuna Rick said, be there in a flash. Jane said, the older I get, the more I hate your children. My grandchildren are just fine, however.
Yeah, right.
Sterling said, absolutely, probably patronize it more. Would love if restaurants would do the same or have a kid-free section. Kind of like Smokey or Not, I guess. Mm-hmm. Get tired of kids throwing fits in public and lazy parents counting down or threatening timeouts that obviously don't work. Pam said, define noisy. After driving school buses, the noisiest bus in the world is a bus full of deaf kids. Is the mall substituting the word noise for behavior? Interesting. Yeah. Didi said yes because my children know how to behave. Sean said, you kidding? I would only go to that mall. Honestly, the crying kids don't bother me nearly as much as the prepubescent gaggles of preteens running around on a death march with no intention of buying anything. So the list goes on and on. You can chime into facebook.com/Good Day Show.
All right. Are we connected to Kenny still? Michael, Ken Kessler has joined the program again. All right. So, Kenny, you're sort of watching on Twitter some of these things. What is it that we can expand or not on some of the stuff that Jennifer just connected us to?
Well, I don't see anything about noisy kids in malls. Lots of talk about the soda ban in New York.
Yep.
And talk about the story. There's a story on DougStephan.com, that rescue story from New Zealand. Did you see that?
Yes. 12-year-old, let me tell the story, in case those who haven't gone to DougStephan.com don't get it. 12-year-old boy in New Zealand was getting swept out to sea by rough waters. Beachgoers quickly formed a human chain. They reached out and they rescued him. So another good story out of something that could have been tragic, sort of the same thing as with, well, only two of the kids survived, but at least two did in that Ohio wreck. But here's another thing. The story's at DougStephan.com. So what do we add to that? That's something that we can put ourselves in that sort of a position. We can all remember back to when we were at the beach. I can remember swimming out to a sandbar about 400 yards out into the ocean in Palm Beach, and getting swept up in the current. When the current came in quickly, I thought I was going to drown. There's nothing scarier than thinking something like that when you can't overpower the strength of the waves. Fortunately, I was able to do that. And how many people, other folks, have that same circumstance? Roberta, did you ever go through something like that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. In fact, I almost died off the coast of Cozumel scuba diving because I got caught up in a rip current underwater, and it separated the group, and I was being dragged out into the open Gulf. I remember just looking out and seeing all this blue and going, I really don't want to die here. So it was...
Cozumel is beautiful, but, you know.
It was beautiful, but, you know, so it was just a matter of, you know, not panicking. Mm-hmm. Not fighting the current. That's the number one thing that people do wrong when they find themselves swept up in a current is they try to fight it.
Mm-hmm.
You just stay calm, ride it out, and then as you feel the current dissipating, which it will dissipate, just start making your way back little by little. And that's what I did.
What an incredible rescue. Jennifer, you ever feel that you were getting lost in the current at sea?
No, because I really don't venture out past my knees.
perfect.
Is it you don't go 100 feet underwater like I do, do you?
Yeah, because, see, I know what my swimming ability is, and it's not good, so, you know. I just kind of hang out short.
I'm not a great swimmer, but I'm strong, so I can pull myself through this sort of thing. Even now, I wouldn't worry about it in the sense that I'm worried about not being able to prevail or pull myself out of where I am. I'm not a good breather underwater. I never really learned
how
to...
That is my problem. Like, it's not the swimming that gets me. It's the coordination of lifting your head up and taking a breath and then going back down again.
Yeah. Well,
that really throws me.
That's just practice. Go into a pool and practice. And strength, Doug, is not what you need in a situation like this. What you really need is knowing how to stay above the water, how to stay buoyant, in other words. And you want to use as little strength as possible.
Well,
when this
you need
is happening
to know how to breathe.
Well, not even breathe. You really don't even know how to, like, swim the traditional way. You can just, like, float on your back. And just kind of like use a scissor type movement just to propel yourself to shore. You don't have to, you know, be the Olympic type swimmer thing. There's a lot of ways that you can drown proof yourself. And, you know, most people think, well, I've got to be a great swimmer and I have to have big muscles and I have to fight the current. No, it's the completely opposite of what you need to do when you're in the water.
Thank you for that picture.
No, you do. You need to relax. You need to stay afloat. Uh-huh. And when the time is right, you need to just very slowly and calmly get yourself back to shore.
What an incredible rescue story, though.
It is.
12-year-old
boy. It shows what, you know, when people get together, what they can do.
Yeah.
The whole it takes a village thing. Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly. So that story is at DougStephan.com. It's 18 before the hour on Good Day.
GEICO says, let's make life simpler.
You need to buy something, but you don't want to make a mistake. So what do? Scour the web? Collect sales circulars? Ask your brother-in-law? How about this? When it comes to car insurance, GEICO has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. I repeat, 97%. So make it simple. Just ask a friend who has GEICO. Then click or call. You could make it 98%.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The sound of small business getting busier. Can you tell which one is using AT&T? Truth is, they all are. Because businesses of all kinds can find AT&T customizable plans that fit their exact needs. Whether it's broadband, mobility, or nationwide voice, at AT&T, we can help your business get humming.
I need more receipt paper, please.
Call 1-855-877-4288 today and ask about special offers available for new small business packages. AT&T, rethink possible.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. It was an angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. It was an angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
If you're a cat owner who can't always find time to scoop the litter box after a long day, you're not alone. Based on a recent survey, nearly two-thirds of cat owners feel that scooping can wait until the next day when they get home late. And with professional and personal obligations sometimes getting in the way of regular cleanup routines, it's no surprise that 84% of cat owners are concerned about unpleasant odor from the litter box when they come home. A litter like Arm & Hammer Ultralast Clumping Cat Litter helps you keep your home smelling fresh because it works even when you can't scoop. It features a highly effective formula that contains Arm & Hammer baking soda coated granules plus powerful odor destroyers. Rock solid clumps allow for easy removal of the source of odors, and the moisture activated fresh scent deodorizes the litter each time the cat uses the litter box. Find the litter in a variety of sizes at leading retail outlets nationwide. For more information, visit ultralastlitter.com.
Not the story of Betty White's life. Let's go back to this day in 1974, Jennifer, when Wonder Woman started on ABC TV, and it did not star Linda Carter, who was the star. We have a swell prize for the first person in the next 3 minutes who can call us at 888-302-3684 and identify the star of the original Wonder Woman television movie. Who was it? It was not Linda Carter. Who was it? 888-302-3684. The original Wonder Woman on television was not Linda Carter. Who was it? 888-302-3684. Lots of people are talking about Valerie Harper. Man, that thing, that story's all over television, isn't it?
It really is. You know, she was on The Doctors yesterday and The Today Show. And she has just kept this amazing attitude. Hopeful that she has every intention of living each moment fully. I'm not dying until I do, and I promise I won't. The thing that I have is very rare. It's very serious. It's incurable so far. So I'm holding on. But she basically said, you know, we're all on our way out. And this is true. I mean, we can all be hit by a bus tomorrow or later today or, hey, right now if the bus comes through our car or whatever. But, you know, she said that she is waiting it out and that she's trying to live every moment like it's her last. And I think that's a great lesson for us all to take. So I was really impressed with how she's handling all of this. I think a lot of people would easily be, you know, just crying and not able to deal with it. So good for her.
Under the circumstances.
Absolutely.
Man, it's tough. All right. So Matt Lauer is in the television news today.
He sure is. You know, Matt Lauer took the rap for getting Ann Curry fired over at the Today Show. But a former executive at NBC says, contrary to what the press reported, Matt Lauer was actually in Ann Curry's corner. You wouldn't get that from the way Ann Curry reacted to him.
No.
But a new article claims that Matt offered to resign if it would help the show, but the network wouldn't have it and informed him that Ann would be the one to go. He was quietly and publicly a supporter of Ann throughout the entire process. So I guess people are saying it's kind of unfair that he's gotten all this grief for letting her go.
Yeah. Interesting. Matt admitted that Ann wasn't his first choice for the co-anchor gig. And remember, we talked at the time about him going back to Katie Couric.
He wanted Katie Couric back, for sure. And, you know, that, they had a great chemistry. But, you know, the thing with Ann is they moved her. She's a news person. She's a great news person. And she just doesn't have that warmth that I think Katie Couric had or that energy that was brought to
her.
She's
not an interviewer. She's not a host. She's a news person. And they are not. They are often confused.
They are different.
Yes, they are. Right. Yep.
Speaking of news people, Barbara Walters is in the news quite a bit, actually, this week. First, Joy Behar was announced that she's leaving The View. And then this report from Us Weekly came out that Elizabeth Hasselbeck would be fired from the show. Well, Barbara Walters has come out and said that they are false, that they are not true.
Did you see the clip?
I'm sorry?
Did you see the clip of the two of them walked out arm in arm yesterday when they came out?
I know.
And Barbara went right to it and said, there's nothing about this that's true.
Absolutely. She's totally denied it and said that if Elizabeth wanted to leave, she would support her. Spoiler alert.
Under the circumstances, you got to, again, you question where these sources are. It's 11 before the hour on Good Day.
Staples has always made getting office supplies easy, and now we're making it easy to get everything for your break room, too, like Folgers coffee for $6.99.
I'm going on a Staples run. Anyone need anything?
French roast.
Breakfast blend. Decaf.
I said Staples run, not coffee run.
Now Staples sells coffee supplies, so it's kind of the same thing.
Oh, yeah, I don't do coffee runs. Intern!
For a limited time, get Folgers Classic Roast Coffee for $6.99 at Staples. That was easy.
Offer is $3.23.13 on the Whopper customer while supplies last.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400 and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Hi, this is Sherry. My husband started taking Andro 400 a few months ago, and wow, has he ever changed. He's no longer a couch potato, and he actually likes to go out and do things again. Best of all, he lost his gut, and is he looking good? All I have to say about that is...
Andro 400, a natural way to increase your testosterone. Guys, if you'd like to lose your belly fat, gain energy and muscle, and feel like you did years ago, try Andro 400, the safe, effective, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Andro400.com.
If you drive a pre-owned GM vehicle with OnStar, you've got a powerful connection to help wherever you go, but only if your service is active. So we're giving you a chance to test drive it for 3 months at no cost, contract, or obligation. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. If you're lost, stranded, or need help, we'll be there. Offer good on 2006 or newer digitally equipped GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage maps, details, and system limitations.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use EscapeHarassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Wondering, by the way, the Wonder Woman star first on ABC was Kathy Lee Crosby. Kathy Lee Crosby in 1974. It wasn't until 75 that Linda Carter came along. So there's the answer to that question. Now it's time for Startup America News. Crowdfunding success stories are where we are. We focus on these every week at this time. Everyday stories, people raising money online to fuel their passion, their new businesses. Crowdfunding is reaching a tipping point, as Mike Hayes reports just ahead on Startup America News.
Welcome to Startup America News Crowdfunding Success Stories. I'm your host, Mike Hayes, along with Ranjini Mukhopadhyay. Do you remember the first time you heard about the Internet? How about the first time you heard about social media or companies like Facebook? Well, now the coffee is brewing, and it's time to wake up to the brave new world of crowdfunding. Why, you ask? Because knowing about crowdfunding may just make you the coolest person in the room as the ultimate problem solver. Crowdfunding is about gaining access to money. Among other things, crowdfunding is a storytelling tool to alert a larger online community that money is needed somewhere and direct any interested individual in that larger crowd where they can go to donate even a small amount of money towards any worthy cause that may serve a greater good. You gotta like that. Crowdfunding is not only going to overhaul small business in America, but it's already a worldwide phenomenon. To demonstrate, let me introduce you to two prominent ladies of crowdfunding fame. My co-host, Ranjini Mukhopadhyay, helped promote a little startup product to $1.8 million raised for manufacturing and marketing, and it's called Stick and Find. And Liz Dickinson is the founder of Alpha Heart Rate, who Ranjini and I interviewed to learn another crowdfunding success story.
So Liz, how is the Mio Alpha different from some of the other fitness watches that are being crowdfunded today?
The key differentiating factor is that we have finally delivered what I like to call the holy grail, and that is the ability to take heart rate continuously at the wrist during exercise at high speeds. And the way that we've been able to do that is by actually shifting the paradigm of thought around how to get heart rate. Up till now, heart rate monitors have relied on ECG technology, which is the electrical signal of the heart. What we chose to do instead was implement technology based on infrared LED technology, and what that does is it shines a light into the capillary and measures the blood flow, and blood flow is essentially the same as heart rate. So it's a different way of looking at the problem. We did a Kickstarter campaign in August, and I asked for $100,000, and I got $321,000. So we were able to bring the Alpha to the market in time, to fulfill our pledges by Christmas.
Would you say that the more preparation that you put in advance, the greater odds are of A, achieving success, B, of maximizing your success, and C, of doing it faster?
Oh, absolutely. There's no substitute for planning. I mean, it's great to have a good idea, and it's wonderful to have access to these kinds of sites like Kickstarter. If you don't plan ahead and think through all of the aspects of the exposure and how you're going to get the word out and also how you're going to deliver on it, I think that, it's going to be a much harder challenge. I think that you can't really enter it into crowdfunding without having thought through a couple of very important things. Number one, how are you going to get people to know about your project? Because about 50% of the interest will come from the crowdfunding site itself, but then the rest of the funds you have to stimulate from outside the site. So you need to have a plan to let people know that you are trying to raise money.
You can hear more of the story about the launch of Alpha Heart Rate on startupamericannews.org. In fact, if you'd like to learn about crowdfunding to help yourself, your business, your community, or your industry, you can join our free to pro online incubator webinar series, Step by Step Ladder to Crowdfunding Success Stories. We've designed this from newbie to social direct response, publicity, advertising professionals, anybody who wants to learn about crowdfunding campaigning. Visit startupamericannews.org. That's startupamericannews.org. Thanks for joining us. I'm Mike Hay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.